You're listening to the StudyClix podcast, your number one source for junior leaving cert tips. We make exams easier.
Hi and welcome back to a very festive episode of the StudyClix podcast. We are back to talk about the Christmas exams because they're coming up for some of you. Some of you might have really jumped the gun with your school and have already finished. I know some schools do them
lots of schools, pretty early. Yeah, do them at different times. Some schools do them in November. Where's the Christmas in that?
I don't know. Really lost their Christmas cheer there. But...
no.
Yeah, no, some people do it earlier. So apologies if this podcast is a bit too late for you and that you can't absorb these helpful tips coming your way. But for everyone else who still has them ahead of you, we're going to talk through the feelings you might be having towards them, what you can do to try and do your best in them, how to feel about it when you're done. We're going to cover all ground, aren't we, Nessa?
All of it. Any question or any fear you have about the Christmas test, you have come to the right place because we're just going to make you feel so much better about it. You will feel so prepared once you finish listening to this podcast.
I suppose the very first thing about the Christmas exams are they have close to zero consequence. Like, absolutely none. Who's going to be looking at it? Not the State Examinations Commission, not your future employer, not like... Okay, sure.
In the grand
yeah.
scheme of things.
In the absolute grand scheme of things, they do not matter. Yeah. And that's not to say that they aren't important. Like they are important.
Don't.
We're not saying don't try. We're not saying, like, who cares about the Christmas exams? Just go, like, DOS for the whole day.
Podcast is 5 minutes long. Christmas exams. Don't bother.
Just don't do them. Yeah, of course, we're not saying that. But what we're saying is, they are absolutely no reason at all to freak out or
yes.
stress. If you're stressing over Christmas exams, it's just a waste of your energy.
Yeah, really.
It's so unnecessary because, like we said, it's just not a big deal. The only people that are seeing your results are your teachers, maybe your parents if you want to show them. But it's not the end of the world if they don't go well. It's a good thing even, we've talked about this in previous podcasts, that you can learn so much from your exam results and how to improve the next one. So just please, as a very first point, we want to say, if you're stressing, if you're freaking out, if you're getting really anxious about the upcoming exams, just
breathe.
They are not a big deal. You will not, I promise you, I do not remember any of my Christmas exam results or what I got on anything because you just don't remember them.
I just remember my first year, like, because, like, you know, you're coming from primary school and you haven't really done tests before. And I remember studying crazy hard, thinking everyone was going to judge me so much for this.
Yeah.
And, like, I got on, like, really well, but, like, then I was like, okay, what do I do with this?
Yeah, but it's just not, it's not something that you look back on and be like, wow, I'm so, even if you do really well, you're going to be like, wow, that time I got really good marks in the fifth year Christmas exams. It's just, they're not important enough to put that much emotional investment in.
Yeah.
Yes, put in your time. Yes, put in the study and the effort to do well in them. Of course, it's important to try and do well in them because that will then reflect how well you might be able to do in the following more important exams.
That's exactly what they're for.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're for. But do not waste your time sleepless nights and really letting your mental health slip because of it, because they just are not worth that. That's not what they're there for. They're not there to stress you out. They're not there to freak you out. They are just there to help you prepare for the more important exams coming up in June.
They're practice. They're there for seeing how well you're doing, gauging what you need to do. For future exams, they're not worth losing your mental health over.
Yeah, so relax. If it's your thing, maybe try some yoga, try some meditation, try some breathing techniques. If you are finding yourself anxious, you can also check out it. We have another blog about how to deal with anxiety written by a student who did experience a lot of that in her study career. So check that out. There might be some helpful tips for you in there. Otherwise, talk to someone. You will find after talking to people that you will sort of realize, oh yes, okay, I was taking this a bit too seriously. There are more important things out there. I can breathe, I can relax, I'm going to do my best, and that's it.
Yeah, putting things in perspective really helps deal with stress very well.
Yeah.
Makes you, because you kind of, when you're stressed, you get all up in your own head. So it's really important to talk to people.
Yeah, so That's just for some of you that might be feeling anxious about it. I know a lot of you are probably feeling fine. It's just a bit of an inconvenience that you have tests to do because,
Christmas.
No one really likes tests that much.
Want presents, yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas is a time for joy and not freaking out about exams.
Yeah. So if you are stressing, then just do try to see life after the exams and realize that it's really, really not a big deal.
Yeah, just a little blip in the road is all it is.
And then I guess people on the other side of the spectrum, if you don't feel motivated to kind of do well in them at all, then get your act together a little bit. In the nicest
way. Very serious, these Christmas exams. Yeah. They're so
oh my
serious.
God.
You should be stressing out so much right now.
No, we are, of course, joking. But that being said, we try not to stress too much that they're not important because, like we said, they are. So if you're finding yourself really unmotivated at the moment and you can't find the drive to go and study for it and do well in it, now is your chance. Even if your Christmas exam is tomorrow, you will still have time every evening to study before the exam. Even though we don't necessarily promote cramming, sometimes it works.
Yeah,
and it's sometimes better than nothing.
Yeah.
So do just start with making a plan. You know, if you listen to the Study Clicks podcast, that we love plans.
That's all we talk about.
Yeah. And we also have a podcast on how to get motivated. So if you are looking for a bit of motivation, you can head over to that. Just check out our other podcasts, either on our podcast page on the website or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Exactly. So if you're doing the junior or the leaving cert this year and you have, you have like three sets of exams, you have Christmas tests, you have mocks, you have the actual state exam, the junior or the leaving cert, try not to get too sidetracked or try not to get too bogged down in a study plan for the Christmas tests because it's not your end goal. You shouldn't be like trying to do amazing in the Christmas test at this stage in the year, if you're in third or sixth year, is to gauge how well you're doing so that you can, it's kind of like, I know some schools actually, they don't, if you have mocks, they don't do Christmas tests. I was always really jealous of my friends in other schools who didn't have Christmas tests. But it's like practice for the mocks and then mocks is practice for the things itself. I know that seems so terrible. And I had these exact same thoughts in school as well. I was just like, why are we practicing for practice exams? But like every practice exam is so beneficial. So this is it. Like, but to kind of, I'm kind of going on a bit of a tangent here, but don't try and let the Christmas exam steer you away from any study plan that you have for like the long term. So yeah, your teachers will only be covering stuff that you started in September. So you're really kind of only being tested on three months worth of material. So it's good that you kind of make a study plan that is helping you in the long run, like towards the end goal of junior and leaving cert. So like we said, you'll be doing your Christmas test, but keep the junior and the leaving cert in mind the whole time.
Yeah, because you don't want to, let's say you start studying for the Christmas tests a month beforehand and you're then only focusing on the things that might come up, and let's say that is only things that you've studied in the last 3 months, but then everything that you've been learning in fifth year, for example, if you're in sixth year, you don't want to lose on that either. So the best way to get around that is to keep making a plan, make it very coherent so you know what you haven't studied in a while. Even if you don't think that thing is coming up on your Christmas exams, it might seem stupid to try and study it now, but maybe even if it's just 15 minutes to throw it in there, because you never know. And the thing with the junior leaving cert, they do try to make every part of the course connect with each other in some way or another.
So you
never know. Studying that one thing that you don't think is going to come up might still be beneficial to the topics that you have to study for your Christmas exams. So we're not saying like only study that, because that will not help you to only study things that won't come up. Of course, that's not helpful, but just don't forget about it either. Don't let the idea of the Christmas exams bog you down and stray you away from your other study. And yeah, like Nessa said, keep focusing on that end goal, because like we said, the Christmas exams are really not that important, whereas the ones at the end of the year are more important. So if you do want to have something to focus on and to really be aiming towards, it should be those as opposed to the Christmas exams.
Yeah.
So do take them seriously, but don't forget the end goal.
Yeah. Wonderful point. So for anyone who doesn't really have big state exams this year, especially first, second, fifth years, you're only going to be, the topics that are going to be coming up are only stuff you've done really in the last 2 months, 3 months. So it's important that you're just looking back on everything you've done so far. In a lot of cases, your teachers will actually tell you what's going to come up. Obviously, they're not going to give you the exact questions, but they'll give you an idea like, okay, we've done this and this is coming up on the Christmas exam. I found that with most of my teachers anyway.
They're there to help. They're going to try and help you. They want you to do well. So they're not going to give you a massive surprise on the day of the exam.
Yeah.
So do just don't waste time doing stuff that you haven't even studied in class, or stuff that you haven't done yet, or stuff you did ages ago, because they are going to be trying to test you on the stuff you have done recently.
Yeah.
So manage your time properly. Don't waste time studying on things that you are fairly sure won't come up. And the way that you can most effectively study the things that you think will come up, actually a lot of teachers will be making their Christmas exams on StudyClicks, because we have an exam builder, which some of you might be familiar with. So a lot of teachers tend to use that, meaning that
if you use StudyClicks to practice for exams, more likely than not, you're going to come across a teacher, or you're going to come across an exam question that your teacher is going to use in the exam.
Exactly, because they can build the exam going by the topics on our questions by topic page. So if they tell you what topics to study, and then you know exactly what topics to go into on StudyClicks, and then your teacher is going to use also that topic to pick their questions. So if you know those topics back to front, questions in those topics back to front, then you're going to have absolutely no problem.
It's a no-brainer, doing that exam.
So do use StudyClicks for that. You can obviously, if you know the site well, you'll know that we have Plus and Premium accounts, Premium giving you mock questions. So that's even more helpful. But yeah. Have a look at those yourself anytime if you're interested in upgrading. And if you already have, then great.
Fantastic. We love you. We're a big fan of you.
Yeah.
So
Actually studying and how to do it and what's the best way to do it. We have touched on this in a lot of our other podcasts.
Numerous podcasts, yeah.
And the main thing that we always try to mention first off is that it's so hard to give study advice to every single person, because everyone is so different. Everyone studies differently. Everyone learns differently.
Mm.
So I guess, first of all, go listen to our other podcasts. We have one in particular that's really helpful called Study Methods.
Yeah.
And we go through the different types of study methods for different types of learners. So if you're not quite sure yet what your study type is, have a listen to that. You might get some inspiration on what's your study type, and then that will then help you study more efficiently
from there. Yeah, because when we get questions that are just basically how do I study, it's so hard for us to say, because we don't know you could be completely different from another person who will ask us the exact same question. Your learning style, you could be better at short-term memorizing, whereas they're better at listening to things. So just to giving you an idea of what our study methods podcast is about, it's just different study methods to suit different styles. And it's very important that you, before you get stuck into any studying, you know exactly what works for you. Because if you're doing a study method that doesn't suit you, you're wasting time. So it's really important, anytime you're studying, you know you're doing the best method for using your time. Because you don't want to spend hours every night studying where you're just not learning anything, where you could spend like 1 or 2 hours getting all the information in, and then you can spend the rest of your night doing whatever you want.
Exactly. Yeah. And that being said, I think one method that is sort of universal to every student, especially for the junior and leaving certs, because it's just the way the exams are made and the way that the system and the syllabus is that it's very repetitive. You pretty much can't go wrong by just practicing past papers.
Yeah.
That is one of the most effective ways
of learning. We'll always tell you to do that, yeah.
Yeah, because it's what comes up again and again and again. So if you know those papers back to front, that is going to get you the marks at the end of the day. And that's how StudyClicks started. That's the main point of StudyClicks, that you can practice past papers easily. So yeah, obviously you're listening to the StudyClicks podcast. We don't need to tell you to go use StudyClicks, but just do make the most of it, I guess. Make the most of our questions by topic pages. And our quizzes also, our new featured quizzes.
They're fab.
They're basically, the quizzes. Yeah, those are our questions by topic. pages, but just in a much more fun format.
They're so fun.
Because they're relevant questions. They include everything that comes up on past papers. They're based on past questions. But it's more of a fun, there's pictures, there's colors.
It doesn't feel like you're studying.
It doesn't feel like you're studying. Yeah. You don't have to write out long answers. It's just sort of for the key topics, the key terms, definitions, things like that. So if you haven't used our quizzes yet, go have a look at them because they're class.
Yes, they're unreal.
Another thing to remember when you're doing the Christmas exams is try to think about how beneficial it is in terms of how it's preparing you.
Yeah.
Don't just immediately sort of wave it off or shake it off as this really annoying thing in your life and, ugh, you know, this is just the last thing I need right now. Try to see it from a positive, you know, we talk about in other podcasts about staying positive and keeping a positive attitude and how it's you who's always in control of that. So instead of try to challenge the negative thoughts that come in or that say things like, oh, I don't need this or, oh, this is such a waste of time. Try to see the good side in it because there are good sides in it. So one of the obvious good sides is that it prepares you massively because think about it. You are, if you're in third and sixth year, your teacher is probably trying to create a mock exam for you as close as possible to the actual exam itself. Mm-hmm. You are basically doing a simulation of the exam conditions. So you're sort of getting used to the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It means you won't be as overwhelmed. You know, if you did the junior cert without having done any exam before that,
you'd freak out.
You would freak out. So every time you do it, you're getting a little more and more used to it. You're feeling more comfortable. And that means that on the day when you actually do sit your junior or leaving cert, you're going to be a lot more calm. You're going to know what's coming up. You know how much time you have to do things. You just get to know yourself in an exam condition because people do work differently in exam conditions.
Yeah, your brain reacts differently.
Exactly. So the more times you do this, the better you're going to get at it. Mm. So even though Christmas exams seem like a drag and, oh my God, this is so annoying to have to do it, it is useful. And I know it's hard to see it when it's causing you stress, but
they're not a waste of time.
They are not a waste of time. Yeah. And just treat them as a trial run for the real thing. See if you ran out of time, see if anything went wrong, what went right, and then make a note of them and keep that in mind for the next time you do an exam.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a waste of time. It's really beneficial. And you'll see that hopefully when you finish and you look back at what you've done and when you're going into the next exam, like you said. Going into any exam, it's really important that you know how to sit an exam. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but there's just so many basic mistakes that every student makes and it's so easy to make. You're told a million times. I feel like this is the one piece of advice parents always give the morning of an exam. Read the question really carefully. But like, it's so basic, but it happens every single student at some point in their like in school that they realize they come out of the exam and they're like, oh no, I read that question wrong.
Yeah.
There's just read it 3, 4, 5 times, underline keywords, just these little tricks and techniques that you have in your head going into the exam that you know is going to make it easier for you.
Plan questions. If it's subjects like English and Irish, it's great to learn how to plan in an exam and do it in a timely manner.
Yeah, if you're like reading the question and stuff is coming to you, but before you're actually even writing like an essay or something, jot down bullet points so that like when you draw a blank later in the exam, you can come back to the bullet points.
Yeah.
We go into more detail about like little exam techniques in our exam survival guide, podcast we have out already. So if you're interested in that, we really recommend going back and listening to that one.
Yeah, that one is really crucial to listen to in exam periods as well. So do give that one a listen. Okay, so to wrap up the podcast on a kind of a calm note, a serene note, the exams, whether they went well or not, the main thing is not to worry. If they went well, great, that's amazing. But don't get ahead of yourself either. There's still stuff to learn in the course. There's still study to do. Maybe the questions just went your way. So don't keep up the study and don't let that get to your head too much.
Yeah.
If you didn't do well, don't worry about it. It is completely fine. It is so much better to make mistakes now and to do badly now and learn from them. Because failure is fine and everyone does it and it's so important for everyone to do it because that's how you learn and that's how you get better. So do not beat yourself up over it if you get bad results or if you're expecting bad results.
If you failed, this is a great time to do it. Christmas exams, like we said, very little consequence.
Yeah, who's going to see it and who's going to remember it? Absolutely no one.
Yeah. And it's, like we said, it's the best way of learning because it's very hard to make the same mistake twice.
Yeah. And the best thing about the Christmas exams is there is still so much time. You still have almost 6 months until the big exams if you're in junior or leaving cert. That's so much time.
Yeah. It's
really, if you make out an effective study plan, which you can do with StudyClicks, you just have so much time still ahead of you. Everything is at your fingertips. You are in control and there's just absolutely no reason to worry about anything.
And especially if you feel like you did really badly kind of overall, it's a good wake-up call to just get your act together. And like we said, you'll realize, okay, it's Christmas. That made me realize that I haven't really been doing that much or I haven't been focusing that much on studying. I have 6 months now until the summer exams or the state exams, plenty of time. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to take note of everything that went wrong, everything that I could do differently, and it'll be different next time around.
Yeah. I mean, the Christmas exams in sixth year for me were a complete turning point because up until then I hadn't done that much study at all. And it was then for the sixth year Christmas exams that I realized, oh, okay, this is pretty serious and there's a lot of stuff on the course and I haven't really studied anything
now.
And it was a bit overwhelming and I kind of only realized in the days coming up to the exam how much I still had to learn and how much I hadn't done. And then it was that point that I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't study this way anymore. I need to be more prepared next time.
Yeah.
And it did. It was just kind of like, it was the wake up call I needed to then go on and do the mocks and do really well in the mocks. And then in the end, do really well in the leaving cert. So,
what a happy ending. I love a good story, don't you?
That can be you. So it's don't worry if you still haven't done that much and you're kind of worried that, oh, I've left it too late. You haven't left it too late. You still have loads of time. Just use whatever results you get now to move forward and to get better and
do your best.
Do your absolute best.
Because you can't do any more.
Yeah. So
On that note. I suppose we better wrap it up.
We had better wrap it up, but not before.
Not before plugging all of our social media channels.
Yes.
So StudyClicks is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Only on Snapchat, someone took the username StudyClicks before I did. So it's study_clicks if you want to type it in. And just type in StudyClicks on all the other ones. Follow us. We have we've competitions. I post study tips on our story all the time, but it's like 80% memes, so I think it's well worth following.
Yeah. And if you don't want to follow our social media accounts but you do want to follow our podcast, that'll be great. We do love all the followers we can get, subscribers, and what also is very beneficial for us because it makes sure that other people can see the podcast and benefit from our calming words and nice tips.
Exactly.
Is if you give us a review, whether it's just a few stars on the Apple podcast app or iTunes or wherever you're listening to your podcast, if you can drop us a little review, a few kind words if you have time, that would be really cool.
Oh, we love you so much.
That would be really, really cool.
We talk about it. We wouldn't be able to stop talking about it. It would make our day. We'd love it. It's also, it'd be great if you recommend it to your friends. That's a great way of spreading the word. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah. And if you have any recommendations for us for different podcasts that you'd like to hear, or if you have any questions at all, feedback, comments, anything, you can email us at info@studyclicks.ie. You can message us on any of the social media platforms that Nessa just mentioned, or you can message us via the site. We're always delighted to hear from you.
It's never been so easy to contact us.
Yeah. So with all of that said, best of luck in your exams. We know you're going to do brilliantly.
Yes.
And a very happy Christmas.
Nalekana.